said a no, no, no.
No, no, no. All right. Welcome to the 34th episode of Charlie and Me. I had to check my drawer and see which episode was last. We have a good show coming up for everyone here. If you are our friends and family, thanks for listening. If you're not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're still listening, but thank you.
Or how you found us.
I don't know how you found us. Actually, write us a letter. We'll have you on. We can talk about whatever the hell you want. All right, yeah. Let's
get into the update.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll take this over.
We're starting on a Monday. We're recording on a Monday, not Tuesday. My brain's not prepared for this, so.
He's got the Monday.
I got a case of the Mondays.
But update, yeah. So this weekend, I had the great pleasure of having a good friend, Casey, over for the weekend.
Nice.
We hit up some good German bar, same so polka music. And then at like 9 o'clock, we're like, oh, when's the lottery get drawn?
Oh.
Yeah. And so then we made our way on over a mile to the nearest gas station, try to get some lottery tickets. They didn't sell them anymore.
No.
It's closed. Like, they haven't drawn yet, but it's closed. You couldn't buy tickets.
You only have till 7.
No way. So we went and we walked right back, mile back to the bar and kept going.
Oh, my God. Well, you can buy some now. We still have an opportunity. Yeah.
Thankfully, no one won, so you bet your bottom dollar I'm loaded up on lottery tickets.
Yeah. Anyone who wins the lottery, if you want to just throw, like, I don't know, like maybe like $100,000 at the Charlie Me podcast. We swear to God, we will sponsor you. We will create.
Be your life sponsor.
Your life sponsor. I don't think that's how this works, but I like it.
I will go with
I'm
it.
I'm all in. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I had a very chill weekend. I had a lot of studying to do. Still might have been recovering from the weekend before, for all I know. So I didn't do much. I did go out and shoot some guns and practice my Second Amendment right. Bang, bang. I hit my first ever clay pigeons. That was a big deal. I'm essentially a professional skeet shooter now.
Hey, just top shot over here. Grant Study, top shot.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of big buck hunter, so.
Certified badass.
Felt pretty comfortable with it. Although, I will say, it's a little upsetting that I know I'm really bad at, like, shooting guns because I have a huge bruise on my shoulder because I didn't hold it right.
Just blow your shoulder up.
Yeah, essentially, if I was older, I would have had a broken, whatever this top bone is in my tibula or fibula.
Rotator cuff.
Whatever those, I don't know what they are. Anyway, so I did that, shot some guns, and then last night had dinner with my family and some friends and a good old Italian dinner. It was great. But that kind of brings me into something. I'm watching a lot of sports. You watch a lot of sports?
Sports. Big sports guy. Watching sports right now.
Oh, sports. What's on right now?
Well, pregame sports.
Oh, Monday Night Football?
Yep.
Yeah. Because we're recording on Monday, not Tuesday. But you're still not going to see it till Tuesday. So, sorry, we're day late and a dollar short. But anyway.
No, we're not day late, dollar short. They're a day late, dollar short.
Touche.
They all owe us a dollar.
So, future us, let us know how we sound.
Pretty darn good,
if you ask me. So we'll do a podium of people you meet at sporting events. I originally had it as people you meet at ball games, but Charlie told me that is not inclusive of all sporting events, so I guess I had to be more inclusive.
Yeah.
My bad.
So we encompass all people who go
all balls. Sporting events, yeah. Even hockey, because there's no ball involved.
Actually, all mine, you know, are pretty relatable to just, like, baseball, so.
Yeah, I know, that's why I just thought, like, sporting events, like, sitting at a football game or like, you know, or ball games, because it's always, like, a football game or baseball game that I go to. I mean, sometimes hockey. Anyway, you go first.
Oh, I will go first. We're talking about the grown man with a painted chest for his team.
Yes.
That you know is just, like, an executive at the office. He has to go to work next
yes.
day.
I always want to see those guys just, like, not in that same environment and see what are they actually like. It's probably just, like, this really sweet guy who's, like, really quiet, like an accountant.
Tempered manner.
Yeah, Austin Knowlton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an Austin Knowlton.
A wife, two kids, pay a fence.
And then
goes crazy on game day.
And then just has, like three beers instead of two before the game, and next thing you know, someone's painting his chest.
Right. Go defense!
Go defense! Yeah. That's like that commercial where the, where he stole a fence. And yeah. I like that commercial. Mine is just like when you go to an away game, like we went to the Iowa Minnesota game, and then you find that other guy who sits next to you that's also the same fan that you are, and you're not the home team. And so you just bond with the guy, and then you're like high fiving after all the plays, or you're like bitching loudly at the bench when there's a bad call made. Yeah.
Why are you running the ball?
What the fuck, Kirk? What are you doing? We run the ball on every 3rd and 10.
Change it up once in a while. Jeez, I could coach this.
Yeah.
But you can't. You really can't.
No, not at all.
All right. My next one is the sweet old Usher at Wrigley
Field. Oh, yes.
I think those Ushers have a minimum age of like 75.
And more power to them. 75.
And they just want to help you out. They're so nice.
They're some of the best freaking ushers in the world too. They know exactly where you gotta go. Oh yeah, it's just right up there, two sections over, and then you'll be right in the middle.
Yeah.
Those guys.
They'll send Larry on over to give you your beer in a little bit.
That'd be an amazing retirement job.
Just watch baseball.
You get to watch 100 or you get to watch like 84 games of baseball, 86 baseball games a year.
Your math is all kinds of places, but yeah, 86 sounds right to me.
86 sounds right, yeah. I do math slowly in my head, and sometimes it works out. All right, my second one is just like that one guy who isn't part of the fan group and is just excessively loud about his opposition.
Huh?
So, like, it's like you're sitting in a fan. It's like the Cardinals fan that sits in with a bunch of Cubs fans.
Are they playing the Cardinals?
And yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, that actually is another good one, too. But
the other good ones when they're not. You're wearing two that.
The guys who just wear, like, a random jersey. He's like, yeah, well, I just had this laying around in my closet. I found this at a thrift store, and I was coming to a baseball game, so I thought I'd just wear this. Like, nope, wrong choice. But that's a completely different one. Just that one guy who's really loud and proud about it. I mean, I respect his audacity, but I also fucking hate it at the same time.
But you're an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go a little more soft-hearted for my last one. The kid at his first game.
Oh, damn, that's a good one.
He's got a sign.
We all remember our first game. Oh.
Yeah, so.
Damn, that's a really good
one. Anyone can relate to that one. I'm surprised that one didn't get taken.
Ooh, playing off it, this is my last one, but the kid that, like, catches all the balls, like, so the people throw him, like, 15 balls, but then you see him, like, giving them out because he doesn't need them all. I've seen that. Oh, just absolutely tears at your heartstrings.
Tears or tugs?
Either way.
Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
My last one. It's kind of tough. My last one is that guy that just thinks he knows the players on a personal level. So he's like, come on, Chris, what are you doing there? You know, he thinks he's being the dad at a little league game, but in reality, like, this is a professional baseball game, and these guys don't know you, nor do they want to know you. These guys play at a professional level, and you have no right whatsoever to tell them that he did anything wrong, because you're not his coach or his dad, unless you are his dad, in which case I'm sorry. But
didn't mean to judge you like that.
Yeah.
What about the ref guy, the guy who always yells at the refs?
Oh, yeah. Get off your knees, Blue, you're blowing the game.
Yeah.
That guy? Yeah. That's been me, though, so I can't really talk about it. There is, like, when you go to, like, high school events, there are, like, the dads that are just too into it.
Oh, you have the dad section.
Or, like...
All the dads go sit up top, and they stand up there.
Yeah, oh, God, what's his coach doing, huh? And so I just falls on the coach, because, you know, none of them have the time to coach themselves.
Who else are going to blame?
Yeah. Any other honorable mentions?
No, not at all.
Oh, there's always the good ones. This is a little racy.
Oh, but I do have.
But the girls that, like, sit on the ice, right on the boards in hockey, and have the signs that, like, that are little rated X.
I hooked up with.
Yeah, I hooked up with Crosby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always liked those just because I think they're really funny.
I was gonna say the fan that goes to a game with all their friends but knows nothing about the sport. They're just there for the social aspect.
Oh, yeah. I swear. I swear that happens more at in like AAA baseball than anything else too.
Oh yeah,
and it's not like the quality of the sport goes up, or AAA minor league I should say, but anything, not like the quality of the sport goes up, but everyone's like, oh, so what's happening here? It's like, oh my god.
Wait, so what just happened?
Yeah, I don't even want to explain this to you right now.
Strike three was called, and it's the best out.
it happens more in those, but I guess people are just going to drink, so I respect that.
I mean, yeah, it's just, that's the type of person.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's bust this interview. We got a good redemption interview.
Redemption time.
All right, now we welcome on a longtime friend, Mr. Knowlton, Austin Knowlton. Mr. Knowlton doesn't like to be called Mr. Knowlton, but Austin, Austin, welcome on.
Thanks, guys.
So, Austin, we're kind of giving you a little bit of redemption. You were our first ever episode, and you picked up the phone. You picked up the phone, rightfully so, at the Wild game.
I did.
It was intermission. I'll give you that. It was intermission, and you answered like four questions. Probably our worst interview to date. Actually, behind Alan Burback. he's probably not listening anyway.
No. No
chance. Behind Alan. But we commend you for picking up, and so we're giving you a shot at redemption to have a better quality interview. All right. Very talkative. All right, you're starting out strong. I'll give you the question that we give everyone that we never gave you when we asked you. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
Favorite Charlie and Me moment? Well, spelling bee. I do like the spelling bees. I've listened to a couple of those, and they usually are pretty laughable, I would say.
Definitely laughable.
Because I'm so dominant, it's just laughable.
Yeah. Chuck does have some prime moments in those, I do have to say.
I will say, it's impressive how bad, collectively, our generation is at spelling.
Yeah, I don't get blown out like I probably should.
We're just, no, yeah.
The fact that I won a few.
Yeah, the fact you got a couple W's, that's kind of why we stopped it. It wasn't so fun anymore. Yeah, I mean, any other memories, though, besides just the spelling bee outside of the podcast?
Oh, you're saying, like, as you two individually?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
As people, we're not just a podcast, we're people too.
We have feelings.
Yeah.
Let's see. The first... I'm going to go back to the first Grant story I've ever heard. When you got punched in the alley or some shit.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, well, that's a good one. That
another throwback to the first episode.
Another throwback to the first episode. That one did come up on that episode too, I believe.
Did it really?
Or maybe not the first episode, but...
No, we did story time in the first episode, and I told the story of the first weekend in college.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. What about Charlie? Anytime Charlie got punched in the face or anything?
I don't recall Charlie being punched in the face, no.
Yeah, me either.
That's right.
I think that's more of a Grant thing.
Yeah. They don't like me. No, whatever.
Charlie memories? I would say one of my favorite Charlie memories is True American. Trying to think. You know the one I'm talking about, Charlie, right? It was like junior year.
We're good. I mean, True American, just play a grand old drinking game.
Yeah. I think I remember stories. Unfortunately, I don't think I made it to that night.
You were not there. But I just want to let the record reflect, I won True American.
Yeah.
With a teammate.
And you also drank all the beer there.
Yep.
We don't really care about that, though.
That's my guy.
I thought I conquered. I moved on.
Moved on. I love it.
All right, Austin. First real question.
Yep.
If you were to host a dinner party with three guests, dead or alive, who would they be and why?
Oh. Three guests, dead or alive.
Yeah.
I would say I'm going to start. I'm super into Hamilton right now, so I'm definitely choosing Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton. Great. Thank you for bringing me, by the way. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a bribe? Is that a bribe to get back on the podcast?
Bringing up Hamilton?
He's just in the room.
Never mind.
He just wants to be in the room where it happens, Austin.
Yeah,
he wants to
exactly.
be in the room where it happens.
So, yeah, why? Definitely kind of into history. Kind of a, it's also finance guy. It's what Ooh. I do.
Yeah, you know.
Accounting. Not finance, but yeah. Similar.
Yeah, you're a nerd. Punch Close the tanky.
Alexander Hamilton won.
Grant 2, Charlie 3. Oh, what a great dinner party. There you go. Party.
Got it.
Now, well, who else?
I got two of three right here. I just need the dead guy.
You just need the dead guy. Yeah, I love it. Nobody else? You just want the dead guy?
Let's see. Who would do some random shit? it'd be very entertaining to have...
Edgar Allan Poe?
Let's go Justin Bieber and then Kim Jong-un.
What?
I feel like that would be a good... Justin Bieber, Kim Jong-un, and you got Hamilton.
That would be the most obscure dinner party I think that's ever happened. What would you even serve at that dinner party? Like, just...
See, exactly, variety.
It'd be a buffet. It'd be a buffet. Pizza Hut, pizza buffet. I like salad.
McDonald's. I would say one guest I'd for sure have personally is Sir David Attenborough, just so I could hear him narrate everything. And I'd record him, like, narrating part of my life and just, like, play it every morning to myself as I woke up.
I like that.
I have no idea who I'd even invite.
Cool.
Grant, invite your mom for the food.
Oh, heck yeah. My mom's going to be there in a heartbeat, so that's one. Invite my dad because he likes to eat, too. third one, I don't know, like George W. Bush. That guy's pretty cool.
It's pretty random.
We could do some painting after dinner.
Say, invite like a president or something and just try to find out all the secrets.
Yeah. So where do they hide the bombs?
It's like National Treasure. They have to bring the Book of Secrets.
Yeah. I love it.
I love National Treasure for the book. Like, for stuff like that. It's like, I wonder if that really is real. Like the Book of Secrets and stuff like that. There's got to be something.
It would be pretty sick.
Big conspiracy theory guy. I came up with one last week, but no one believed it, so whatever. Moving on.
Nick Cage. Just get Nick Cage, Chuck.
Ooh, Sir David Attenborough and Nick Cage. I got two of my three.
You always kind of led the fall count in our locker room in the winters. Yep. Applauds to you for that. That was pretty awesome. So if you were to go into the Winter Olympics, what sport would you most likely be the best at?
The Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Huh.
A lot of ice.
Because here's the thing. With Austin, one of the most clumsiest people I know on 2 feet, but one of the most graceful people I know on 2 blades.
Yeah, that's true. That was graceful. We just, like, we're out there. We go to play some pond hockey with Austin. Next thing you know, he's skating circles around us. Backwards, forwards, sideways.
Some people are just better on skates, Grant.
Yeah, I know. You did hit your head pretty hard that day, though, so... I hope it doesn't affect your career.
Wait, I hit my head hard? When was that?
We're playing. Yeah. Oh, exactly.
When was that?
I forgot about that one. Well, I've already forgot about it, so it probably did affect me.
So what would you be? What would you do? Winter Olympics.
Is this like the thing that I'd be best at, or what I want to do?
Either both. Or. Yeah, both. Yeah. Why not?
Huh. Let's see. Hey Casey, Casey's here. Guest appearance.
Nope. Get off. Get out of here.
Let's see. I think it would be fun to do downhill. I would love to do downhill skiing. I just love skiing. And
I can just see us flying down there with reckless abandon.
Yeah. Just
that or speed skating. Speed skating is just so lit.
I could see you speed skating, just like cutting someone's neck open when you fall, killing
short
someone
track,
on the track.
Short track or long track.
Short track. Oh, more entertaining, less painful.
Okay. All right. I can see it. I like it. Okay, so if you weren't a runner, then overall, what would your next best sport be?
Price. Next best sport? Any sport?
Not just Olympics.
Okay. Hockey and soccer, probably.
Hockey and soccer. That makes sense. Yeah.
Soccer's usually an easy one for us runners to transition to.
You just run in circles.
Sure.
Just like track. Yep.
All right, Austin. Track. In your opinion, what era were you supposed to be born in?
Well, definitely not anything before, like, 1700 because I'd be dead before I was 20 because my head chopped off in a fight pretty quickly. So that's everything. So let's see. Yeah, I think I would have 20th century sometime. Otherwise, I would have died of disease. So
after the plague, of course. What about after they created penicillin? Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I just really don't want to die when I'm like 20.
You said it like 5 times though. Forget it.
Let's go. Episode,
I just really don't want to die.
80s would be fun. I would like 80s, 70s, 80s.
I could see you as 70s. A 70s kid. I could see it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not like too into the hard drugs, but I think.
I'm not too into the hard drugs. All right. Way to make that clear. All right. I could see it. I could see it mid-70s, late-70s, closer to the 80s.
Yeah, 70s, 80s, disco era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, imagine Austin with...
Lots of hair.
Long hair flow.
Oof. And the plaid shorts.
That'd be something else.
You fit right in.
Right in. All right. So, what's your...
I thought it froze there for a sec, Grant.
I thought I froze, too. I felt like I froze. What's your prediction as to the next championship that comes to Minneapolis or the Twin Cities? Who's going to win it? Which team?
Ooh.
And the Gophers don't count.
I'd be happy if it happened when I was alive. I'll say start that. well, it's not going to hit Timberwolves, that's for sure. It probably is going to be the Lynx. But in the four main sports, if you're referring to that, I would say... The Vikings, definitely the best chance.
Let's
go Vikings.
Well, not with the Bears in the NFC North, but, you know, when they restructure, probably.
They're a powerhouse. Hey, they're good this year. I'll give them that.
We know. I was a little sad today. After
that loss. Tough one yesterday, but that's okay.
What do you do? I can say that. I'll give you Lynx, though. I think Lynx is still a fair one.
They have a chance still. They're on the downhill, but Dynasty.
As long as they buy them more, they have a chance.
Yeah,
always. Love her.
All right, final question part of this segment is the tattoo question, Austin. If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get and where would you put it?
Charlie's face is always an option.
Charlie and me? Oh, podcast tattoo?
That'd be great. We're looking for some good design ideas.
Honestly, don't know where. Never thought about this, but I think it would be something like probably more like nature kind of shit, like outdoors and shit. I don't know.
I just want it's like on like your butt cheek just to say like nature and shit.
I'd get a pine cone. Austin's like, I'd get a pine cone on my butt.
Yeah, I like it.
There we go.
I like it. Pine cone on your butt. Sounds good.
All right. Ready for the trivia?
Yeah, we're going to bust in a little history trivia. We're going to test your actual history smarts, and I'm probably going to get rocked, but let's give it a shot.
Is it me against you, Grant?
It's me against you, Austin.
Okay, let's do it.
First question is for Grant.
Oh, great.
Grant, Ulysses S. Grant is on what denomination of money?
The $50 bill.
Correct.
There you go.
I have a bunch of those.
Austin, which U.S. president is on the $2 bill?
Ah, shit. Give me 15 seconds. I'm thinking hard here. Not gonna get this one, guys. Let's... Jefferson.
What's the first name?
Thomas.
That's correct.
Wow. Nice. Damn, that sucks. I really thought I had a leg up there.
All right, Grant, which Kentucky-born president is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Kentucky-born in the Wrestling Hall
of Fame. Jesse Ventura. Not.
Oh, okay, I was like, wait, he was a president?
I don't think he was a president.
Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Which Kentucky-born president of the United States is born in the wrestling, or sorry, is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Kentucky-born president in the
Well, Donald Hall. Trump might be in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. But he wasn't born in Kentucky. I have no idea. Is it Ronald Reagan? No. He wasn't Kentucky. He wasn't. Fuck, he was in Illinois. Damn it.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know.
Oh.
He's a logger, though. He's a tough guy.
Yeah. Wrestling Hall of Fame. What the hell?
Austin. First U.S. president to declare war.
Probably Madison.
That is correct.
Damn. Damn. Oh, did you know that, or was it just a real guess?
It's war 1812, so I just kind of deducted the years.
Yeah, Grant's common knowledge, just war of 1812.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, okay.
All right, Grant. Your final question, unless we go to a tiebreaker.
All right.
The name of the post service used in 1860, famous for using horses.
The Wells Fargo Post System? No. Nah, I was just thinking out loud, sorry. I can't be right.
Name of the U.S. Post Service.
Like the Horse and Pony Show? I don't know.
1860, famous for using horses.
The Pony Express. Final answer.
That is correct.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no way. I knew there was some pony involved. I just couldn't figure it out. Yes. Dude, this is if you mess this question up, we tie. Then we'll go to a tiebreaker. Okay.
Is there a tiebreaker?
There's a tiebreaker, I think.
Okay.
This is for the win. Yep. How many people are in the presidential cabinet?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's a tough rough question. That's a rough one. I don't know if I'd get that.
Okay.
Should I give him an A, B, and C option?
No! Of course I'm going to say no to that.
It's like the high-level cabinet, right? So it's like just the highest officials. Yeah.
Correct, highest officials.
Okay, president, vice president, state, war.
Agriculture.
Defense.
Post office general.
I'm going to go with 9.
That is incorrect. There's 15.
Oh, I was going to guess. Damn, I was going to say 12, but never, I was wrong. All right, what's the tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker, it's going to be the first one to say it.
Okay. You ready? You can hear? All right, here we go.
New York City was first named what by the Dutch?
New Amsterdam.
That is correct.
Awesome. By the Dutch.
The trivia winner of the day.
Dutch potato chips. Oh, damn it. All right. Damn it. I was so close to pulling out a W there. I got pretty excited.
Grant, that's the best you've done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. History is another strong suit of mine, just not as strong as Austin's.
Nope. All right, Austin, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, awesome. It was fun, guys. Good to see you guys.
Bye. All right, that was our good friend, Austin Nolan.
First guest, last guest
at this... Look, wait, are we done? It's over?
I'm not ready to retire.
I'm not ready to retire.
Okay.
That's good.
Woo! I thought we had a moment there.
Woo! All right, so I'm a little nervous, but go ahead.
So, I was kind of thinking, during that interview, we're kind of doing the what-if games, and what era were you born in, Grant? But, not asking you that question, but what I am asking, what movie best portrays your life?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I don't believe that whatsoever.
Okay, Tom Sawyer, if it's a movie. Can I go with a book?
Sure.
Tom Sawyer.
Huck Finn?
No, Tom Sawyer, because I can just, whenever I was little, and it still holds kind of true, I can basically just, get anyone to help me with things. I don't know why. It happens all the time. I don't know if it's a good trait or a bad trait, and I don't really know, but I don't know how I feel about it. But literally, you'll be working on, my parents needed to move a ping pong table, and my friends are in town, and we ended up going to my parents' house, moving a ping pong table for them, and taking it all apart. It took half an hour. It was a real Ed and Eddie situation. Didn't look very good, but Tom Sawyer. I'd say Ferris Bueller's Day Off, though, honestly, because that's what I want my life to be.
Oh, see, that's different.
But, I mean, you didn't know me in high school. Shit.
Sheesh, that's true.
I could. It was high school based. I mean, my it could replicate a little bit of my high school years. Mom, I never stole your car. Dad, I don't know.
Did I? That's a good question. All right. Now that I think about it, I can see that more. I was just kind of, that kind of popped into my head during the interview, so I wanted to.
So what would you be? What piece of literature would you be?
I have no clue.
Like
Hercules.
Where is this like an old man stuck in someone's body? Oh, Benjamin Button. Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Never seen the movie, but I'm not an old man. You're the old man.
You're older than you think. I think I've.
You're right. I'm 23.
Nice. Congrats. Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah. Sister's birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday, Kate. Today. It's actually today if you're listening on the day this comes out.
So. Happy birthday, Kate. Happy birthday to you, Kate. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Kate. Happy birthday to you. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Why'd everyone go double speed through that? That was weird.
Let's close this thing up.
All right. What quote do you got, Charlie?
When writing the story of your life, don't let anyone else hold the pen.
Ooh.
Harley Davidson.
Nice and deep. I like that one. They say it takes a minute to find a special person, an hour to appreciate them, a day to love them, and an entire lifetime to forget them. Luckily for you and I, it only takes 30 minutes to appreciate them, so it speeds the process up.
That's not part of the quote.
No,
that's one of my favorite quotes. I love that one.
I do like that one too, but on that note, deuces. No.